This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes and already artillery pounded Khartoum on Friday after Sudan's warring army and rapid support forces paramilitary failed to agree to a ceasefire despite committing to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access. So-called Declaration of Principles was signed in Saudi Arabia late Thursday after nearly a week of talks between the two factions, which has shared power before falling out over a transition to civilian rule. Sudan's UN Ambassador Al-Harith Idris Al-Harith Mohammed.
We keep hearing from the experts that you have prepared generals that both think they can win, and we keep having accusations of ceasefires from each side that being violated. Are you really in control of your country, number one? And number two, do you really think you're going to be able to achieve a ceasefire anytime soon before more hundreds of thousands of people keep fleeing the country?
Conflict has paralyzed Sudan's economy and strangled its trade, aggravating a ballooning humanitarian crisis. There has been relative calm at the U.S.-Mexico border following a major immigration policy change, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Despite the lifting of the rules known as Title 42, there hasn't been the chaos that was expected. Some migrants with asylum application appointments walked across access points in hopes of a new life. Others defied warnings and waded into the Rio Grande. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says his city is preparing.
We know that this is just the beginning, so we are prepared, and that's what we've been preparing for.
Leeser says there needs to be a lot more immigration judges, and he believes migrants should be given work permits to support their families. I'm Norman Hall.
This is VOA News. One outcome is clear as Washington reaches for a budget deal to end the debt ceiling standoff. The ambitious COVID era of government spending is giving way to a new focus on stemming deficits. As President Joe Biden and congressional leaders prepare to meet again next week, staff are working on a budget deal. The White House has threatened to veto Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling bill with its devastating cuts to federal programs, as he puts it, but the administration has signaled a willingness to consider other budget cuts. It's a turnaround from just a few years ago when Congress passed trillions in emergency aid to halt the pandemic and rebuild the U.S. economy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Russian attacks against civilians in Ukraine, including systematic torture and killing as occupied regions, amount to war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity. We get more from VOA's Miroslava.
In his virtual address to the Atrocity Crimes Advisory Group meeting in Warsaw, Blinken said crimes committed by Russian forces in Ukraine intended to steal Ukraine's very future.
These acts are part of the Kremlin's widespread and systematic attack against Ukrainian civilians. They constitute crimes against humanity, and they are still being committed today. The United States is committed to pursuing accountability for Russia's atrocities, including war crimes.
Last year, the United States, European Union, and United Kingdom created the advisory group to support Kyiv's effort to document, preserve, and analyze evidence of war crimes and other atrocities committed in Ukraine for future criminal prosecutions. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw, Poland.
President Tayyip Erdogan will put his 2 decades rule on the line on May 14th in Turkey's landmark elections. More from Reuters' Edward Barron.
He's dominated politics in Turkey for 2 decades. Now Tayyip Erdogan is putting his rule on the line as he faces opposition challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in Turkey's landmark elections on Sunday. Polls currently suggest Kılıçdaroğlu has an edge, but that Erdogan could yet prevail given his strong support base and his devout working-class heartlands. Those who followed Erdogan's rise over the last 3 decades argue he'll fight by all means to retain power, and that he could use state resources to his benefit to snatch a slim victory or to contest any narrow defeat.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.